You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Part of, since I've become a mediator as well, is I've done some reading in the area of emotional intelligence and
emotional intelligence,
your ability to self-assess, self-govern, and assess the emotions of others.
Well, didn't Paul say judge yourself?
Well,
is that what you're saying here?
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily judging. It's just awareness of yourself, having an awareness of.
Like, why am I angry right now? Oh, anger is usually hurt or fear talking. Okay, what am I hurt about or what am I fearful of? Oh,
right. And it'll tell you also, you know, okay, one of the areas that with the personality disorders, there's certain, you know. So let's talk about a narcissist personality. That's something that people talk about a lot, and that's somebody who has a fear of being not being respected. The narcissist. That's a generalization. So that's somebody who is going to be about lifting themselves up at the expense of others and being hurtful. You're in the presence of that person.
Is that why Trump picked some people? I believe he's brilliant as far as our economy. But why was he always picking on others, you know? Is that narcissism?
Well, I've heard it attributed to him. Yeah. I mean, I've heard people, you know, refer that.
I mean, I'd vote for him again, but he's if he could keep his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah. And you got to wonder how much of it is to elicit a response. Because go back to the letter, the attorney letters you're talking about, okay?
Yeah.
That if I can invoke a fear response in someone.
Yes.
To my client's advantage.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's apply that sort of question to somebody like Trump. Is he that maladaptive, or is he trying to evoke a response in the media and others to take them out of their game?
Which he's done.
Right.
I mean, well, the first was time that this guy was elected.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't really get into him because they tell me at the station they don't want me to get involved in politics. Well, I understand because whether he's saved or not, he can be saved. I don't care who we're talking about. It's just like when I interview. I can interview a guy that's just killed 10 people in the prison. I'm there to serve him. And if possibly I can administer the saving grace of Jesus Christ to that person, I am a servant to all, no matter what the situation is. And even to him, I am his servant and foot washer, whoever it may be, Trump or anybody else, or the President of the United States, you know. But I wanted to ask you this. Is it better to be feared? There's a famous writer. I don't know which one it was, but I saw this quote recently. It's better to be feared than loved. And my immediate reaction was, well, that's not in the kingdom of God, because God said, the Bible says, it's your kindness that leads us to redemption.
Well, who's the author of fear?
Yeah, the dark side.
Yeah. Satan, so, you know, Satan works in fear.
So for people that are on the dark side, they believe they, and they do. Look at Stalin.
And what is the nature of God? Love.
Love.
So, yeah, I would say the person's wrong. Letter of the law.
In the end, do you think God's going to end up being more stern and severe with all of us, or is he going to be more merciful?
I think he's going to adhere to his word, to give you a lawyer's answer.
God help us, I don't know, because, I come to know Jesus, and within 2 weeks, I stopped swearing. I went, what happened to me? I used to build, I was in my 20s.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah, but a year later, I thought I wanted to swear, but then I didn't. But then time after that, I decided I was going to swear. I knew I was going to swear, then I did swear, and then, of course, I was sorry that I swore, but it was an act of commission instead of omission.
Well, we're not...
I've, of my own will, gone backwards in some ways.
We're still human. You know, in other words, we still carry...
Feet of clay.
Yeah, I mean, we still carry our sinful nature.
Yeah.
You know, I taught adult Bible fellowship classes for a period of time. And periodically on this sort of related topic, when we would get into these sort of topics, one of the things I'd point out to people, you know, because they bring up, you know, this person or that person who'd done certain things to them. And I say, well, you know, do you not deny that we have a sinful nature? They say, of course not. No. Mm-hmm. Well, if we have a sinful nature, then what is the nature of the person, you know, even though they're a Christian, that's hurt you? Well, they're sinful just like you. So our, you know, what does our sinful nature cause us to do? Our sinful nature causes us to say, do, think things that we shouldn't say, do, or think. Okay. Temptation, we're drawn to that potentially, and so forth. Well, we're not always going to hold up. So if our nature is to be drawn that way, then we're going to, if that's how you look at the burden that we're all carrying, you're going to be pleasantly surprised a lot more than you're going to be hurt. And that's, and the reason for that is, while I'm not going to treat people poorly because I'm expecting the worst from them, if I shouldn't understand the capability of the worst from them, then when they hurt me, it's more of an Ephesians 6:10 question that this is not, this is the flesh reflecting what goes on in the spiritual realm that I'm not going to take personally. It's, you know, I don't know if I'm making sense. So in other words, if I'm expecting the worst of people, then I'm most likely going to be pleasantly surprised.
Oh,
okay. But I don't treat people that way. In other words, I know that I think, say, and do things that I shouldn't think, say, or do.
Sure.
Because I have a sinful nature.
Yeah.
So I have an awareness of that. And if I
you
have an
cut
awareness,
in the pie and you give the biggest piece for yourself.
Right. So if I know that's the burden that we're all carrying,
yeah,
then it should buffer the hurts and should also buffer my ability to show you grace just like I would hope you show me grace whenever I mess up. Because I'm going to.
So what does, so as an attorney, for all these years, I suppose this has had a profound influence in the way you executed your career.
Yeah, and the way that, you know, back to Romans 8:28, I worked for after I left the prosecutor's office, I worked for a statewide firm for a period of time. Probably was not the best guy to work for. I was a little stressed and, you know, trying to perform for the firm and didn't mm-hmm. treat my secretaries very well. I had an opportunity to open up another office for a different statewide firm, uh-huh. which went very well for me. And for those, once I was in the position to start building an office where I needed people to come to work for me, I became aware of my shortcomings from before.
And realizing the value.
Exactly. And my weaknesses and how I was treating people.
I'm same as here.
And as a result of that experience, I was able to create.
We're here for business.
Was able. I didn't have any turnover with my new office. Everybody was happy to work there. I was tearful to leave. It was
Maybe you should write a little booklet. Everybody thinks they have to write books. How about a booklet?
A booklet.
On how I turned from being a not good boss to a better boss.
Oh, I could tell you some of the stuff that I would say to my secretaries that worked with me. It's like, just, I cringed to think about during that stage in my career early on. And I was learning.
Jewish kid and a very successful attorney in Connecticut. And I remember one time he's a sweetheart of a guy. He believes in Jesus as a Jew, but. I remember he was barking at his people terribly. And I always wondered, how can you, you know, no. But, yeah. You know, I think later on in life, and this is my big bent in life now, is to give others dignity. I wasn't getting, I was having a hard time with Noah a few years ago. I think, and I didn't know it was my fault. And then my friend David, who I hadn't seen in 30 years, came in here. He gets along and makes friends with him right away. I'm going, how did he do that? Well, it was the. I always thought I had to be the boss. I gotta be the boss. I gotta like the boss. Oh God, it's in charge. You know, instead of going, no, we're a team, and he's valid, and he knows things that I'll never know, and I probably know some things he'll never know.
Well, it's
dignity.
Dignity, and you touched on it earlier. You know, it's a servant mindset in leadership that we don't see very much frequently. That, you know. Wherever you are, more often than not, you're a leader to somebody. And if you take on that responsibility with an idea that I'm serving the organization. I'm serving those that work for me. I'm serving the clients. And that's my job. That's my responsibility. That's my calling. It's going to be very helpful, and it will be transformative.
I can't believe an hour flew by with you. I mean, that flew by.
I was just looking. I was kind of surprised to see a minute.
I took a breath, and we done it in an hour.
Right.
Paul, attorney at law, you just got elected. It's a non-paying job to the hospital here in Vero Beach, Florida. What do you see, though? What do you see for the rest of your life? I'm looking at you going, okay, I remember Lee Strobel, A Case for Christ. This is a guy who wanted to investigate and prove that Jesus wasn't real. And he proved to himself that Jesus was real and got gloriously born again. Is there a book in you? If you could write, if you have a canvas now, what do you want to do? Do you know yet? Is there?
Well, I want to execute well that which God puts in front of me when he puts it in front of me. So right now it's the hospital district, and there's some compelling things that need to be done there.
Sure.
After that, it's, you know, where I want to be receptive. I think I have a skill set and a giftedness to help others and
you've
to work.
You've cultivated your mind.
I want to be able to use that. And back to the leadership and the Solomon's Prayer, we all would do well to read Solomon's Prayer in any instance of leadership.
Solomon's Prayer.
When he was—
Prayed for wisdom?
He prayed for wisdom and discernment. And I have it written right here.
You have it written down what he said?
Oh, it didn't. There we go.
Yeah.
Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people?
Now, I'd like you to text it to me. This is ironic. Just 2 days ago, I was praying to the Lord because I see some people that they just seem to be able to get funding for whatever their projects are. They seem to be—they just prosper so quickly. And I'm like, I guess I'm not very intelligent, you know. And so I started to pray for intellect when suddenly I realized, you know, a lot of people that are intellectual, right? And they're miserable. So I said, yeah, I should do what Solomon did. Wisdom is far better than intellect.
Well, it's an under, and it's just not knowledge. It's both. I mean, you're right. It's an understanding mind. That is a mind that thinks and understands. So when you look at a system, you look at an issue, you look at a situation, you have a depth of understanding. And then the next is the discernment in order to understand good and bad, evil and evaluate.
So pray for wisdom, folks.
Amen.
Pray for wisdom. So, attorney Paul Scott, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for doing the good you're doing in our community. And I hope you'll come back again soon.
Absolutely. I'd like to do an hour on governance.
I would love that.
The Bible on topics of governance and understanding.
Great.
Our Constitution and so forth. Love to do that.
Great. Let's do it.
Amen. Okay. Will do. Thanks.
Hey, it's a new day if you want it to be. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
The change in your pocket has the power to save lives. It's as simple as filling a baby bottle with cash, change, or checks. Join CareNet of the Treasure Coast during their 2024 Baby Bottle Campaign beginning on Mother's Day, May the 12th, and ending on Father's Day, June 16th. CareNet comes alongside families facing unplanned pregnancies, providing ultrasound and life-affirming options. All services are free of charge and confidential. Pick up your bottle from any of our three locations in Stuart or Port St. Lucie, or learn how to encourage your church to participate by calling the center today at 772-828-3168 and ask for Leanne. You can also email her at leanne@carenettc.com or go to CareNetTC.com/events.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on the station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Good afternoon. Thank you and your staff for your excellent work at broadcasting Christian music and gospel messages all day long. I really appreciate it, as well as my family. God bless you all.
Let every heart start beating in rhythm with your blood. Let every sound we're hearing be drowned out by perfect love. Still small voice, but your love.
joy with the voice of triumph.
Come on,
King of Kings.
Let the one who hears the Savior say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Behold the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. Oh, in Him we will never, never thirst again. Ruach ve'akala omrim bo, Ruach ve'akala omrim bo, bo, bo. The Spirit and the Bride say, come.
This is Keith Masters, a street witness sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, chapter 5, John tells us about the pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, where a great number of disabled people used to lie. John writes in chapter 5, verse 6, when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up," with an exclamation point. "Pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. Another word for the invalid is disabled. So the question Jesus asked the disabled person is, "Do you want to get well?" There are many ways a person is disabled. I was disabled because of my desires for alcohol. I was disabled because of my desire to gamble. I was disabled because of my lust. I was disabled because of the pride in my heart that I was better than you. Jesus tells us in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 23, "All things are possible to him who believes." And as we read on, the next verse shows a troubled boy's father responding to Jesus. Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. So if the devil is disabling you and stealing life from you, call on God, because his word in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 3 says, "God, your God, will restore everything you lost. He'll have compassion on you. He'll come back and pick up the pieces from all the places where you were scattered." Jesus tells us also in the Gospel of John that he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. In Luke chapter 2, verse 21, tells us anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Greetings. We invite you to join the Word of Truth International Ministry with Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope every Saturday at 8 a.m. as we break the bread of life and teach the Word of God right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Lord Jesus, you have come in love, the teacher sent from him the Son, with body, word, and deed begun. God's truth to us was spilled in blood. You wisely have ordained a plea, the holy ministry that we, your flock may know the truth that sets us free, that sets us free, yeah. Who am I should dare to speak? Who am I should dare to teach? Who am I should be? Grace were carried on his arms by grace. And easy the road that quietly passes by friends who are in need. So who am I that I should speak? Christ Jesus. To your fold, you still, to you a stranger sick and ill. Guard those who are within, against offense and dangerous sin. Press onward with your
on the radio, Jesus on a late night show, Jesus in a dream, looking all serene, Jesus on a steeple, Jesus in the Gallup polls, Jesus has his very own brand of rock and roll. Watched him on the silver screen, bought the action figurines, but Jesus is the only name that makes you split the line at the turning point of time. Jesus sparked a controversy. Jesus, known for his mercy, gave a man his sight. Oh, Jesus isn't white. Jesus loves the children, holds the lambs. Jesus prays a lot. Jesus has distinguishing marks.
to you.
this around you if you can't find the strength to carry on. When you call on
Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
Nivella Casa Corp is a family-owned, woman- and minority-certified business dedicated to janitorial, commercial, post-construction, and residential cleaning, providing service to doctors' offices, schools, private daycares, commercial buildings, and clubhouses. Nivella Casa can be reached at NivellaCasaCorp.com or call 561-202-4626, providing service to Palm Beach, Broward, and Martin counties.
Lord, I will rise in you, victoriously. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I'm gonna sing of the goodness of God. I'm gonna sing.
All my life you've been faithful.
All my life you've been faithful.
All my life you have been so, so good.
So good with every breath.
Every breath that I am able.
Every breath I'm able.
I'm gonna sing
of the goodness of God.
Yes, I am.
I will sing
of the goodness of God.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Sometimes I fall to my knees and pray. Come, Jesus, come.